history.
Let me say it's the 16th of June, 1977, at Paul Cummings talking to Andrew Ritchie in his house in Connecticut, but almost Massachusetts, isn't it?
We're actually in Massachusetts. The house is in Massachusetts.
The house is in Massachusetts?
Yeah, this house is in Massachusetts.
And so
we're right on the line, the road there is Connecticut.
How are
the house is in Massachusetts. And all our main taxes go to Massachusetts because of the residents being in Massachusetts, the domicile.
I see.
But we pay a small tax to Connecticut because part of the land
is in Connecticut.
Is in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
So that's how close to the line we are and how complicated things are. But our postal address is Canaan. Our telephone is Canaan.
Yeah.
But our residence is Massachusetts and so on.
Oh, it's complicated. Anyway, you were
is this on?
Yeah, it's on.
Are we online?
I just wanted to ask that
not?
Little thing. You were born in Scotland, right?
Born in Scotland, 1907.
Where is Bells Hill?
Bells Hill is a suburb of Glasgow. It's a tiny place, just a village outside Glasgow. Right in the heart of the steel
industry
and mining country, because Glasgow is surrounded by coal and steel. That's one of the reasons why I came to Pittsburgh, afterward, just to get back home again. You see, to my surprise.
I don't know. Are there brothers and sisters or what?
Oh yes, I've got.
You know, need some family background.
Family background. Father and mother were both, of course, came here. I came, I think, in 1921, and I came. He came first to search out the way. And actually, we're the family were victims of the terrible depression that set in after the First World War, because after 1918, the depression which struck was when all the great shipbuilding, of which Glasgow was famous for,
just died.
And that whole area, and including steel mills and so on. Father was in the insurance business and just died, everything died. And he decided to really pick up stakes and try out here. And since Pittsburgh was rather similar to where we'd come from, and he had one or two connections there, that's how he came. He came first and I followed afterwards in 1922.
Because I was wondering how one would, you know, leave that part of Scotland and go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, it's because of this steel thing, steel. So it's not entirely an accident. I must say that it was, to a 15-year-old boy, though, it was an awful letdown, because I had visions as a boy, you see, of the great Wild West and a pony of my own. A frontier situation.
And there you were riding steel mills.
The old steel, coal and iron again.
Nothing changed much.
Nothing changed much, except it was a much... It was a... Pittsburgh at that time, of course, was... It's been very much cleaned up since, but then it was pretty dirty. Smoke. Well, it was...
But you went to school first in Scotland.
I went to school for did all my high school work, you see, in Scotland, and then came over here, and we were not in any way well-to-do, so that I had to go to work at once when I came and went in to work at Westinghouse as a draftsman, which I had at least an ability, I guess, with the pencil and the pen. And so
had you drawn before?
I had drawn to some degree in high school. And Westinghouse was the big company there, and I was immediately put into the drafting room and worked with them for about 5 years. And then my taste